Picture this. You want to eat healthier, but you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Do you obsess over every mouthful becoming a macro counting machine? Or do you surrender your entire Sunday to chopping, dicing, and portioning in the noble pursuit of meal planning? What do you do? Sounds exhaustive, right? Weighing spinach leaves one by one? Not exactly thrilling. Preparing those meals for the week when the kids only want meat and potatoes and your man, bless his heart, basically expects a gourmet buffet on demand. Yeah, that's a hard no. We're going to be real here. You've got 30 pounds to lose and they seem to be laughing at you from the bathroom scale. And one big question is to macro or not to macro? That is when you're not plotting how to turn broccoli into a kid's best friend or wishing your other half's taste bud had a bit more, well, let's say sophistication. If you're standing in the kitchen wondering if there's got to be an easier way to get healthy without losing your mind or your whole Sunday, then today's juicy episode, Macros versus Meal Planning, the throwdown, we're going to hash it out together. Find the balance and maybe, just maybe, figure out how to keep everybody at the table happy, including you and those 30 pounds. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends, to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. If you're trying to focus on meal planning and get better at it, you're in the right place. But today, I realized I forgot to actually post an episode. So this is a live recording and editing on the same day going out as it is. Now, today's episode is macros versus meal planning. Which is right for you? Now, if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. My name is Verona and I'm a meal prep coach for busy women who just want to learn how you can get dinner on the table, especially when you've got picky kids. Okay. And I help you do that in a way that is practical for you and makes sense, doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, and doesn't mean that you're taking the scenic route around the grocery shop three times a week. So how do you do this? Now, I'm talking about macros today because I realized, oops, I forgot to post an episode today. And then I actually also saw, I downloaded an app for where I host my podcast. And I'm like, oh, hello, hello. And I saw somebody downloaded my macros content. And if you didn't know, this show used to be called Lose Weight with Macros. And now I'm not focusing so much on macros. Macros are great if you want to track macros for yourself, but I personally am not tracking macros. So if I'm not tracking my macros, then I kind of felt a little bit like a fraud. Now, it doesn't mean that I can't coach somebody if they want to do macros and meal planning. However, it just meant that the show and dynamics of the show had turned and changed. But the reason why we're doing this episode is because I realized somebody's still downloading my macros content. So I'm like, all right, for those of you who still want macros content, I'm going to do something different on the show and I'm going to bring a couple of them. I'm going to bring and combine a couple of those episodes where we're talking about macros and meal planning together. Whoever you are that downloaded that episode on my macros, here's an up-to-date one for you. You just need to go to the website, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/macros and purchase it. If you're having trouble accessing it, just message me on Lose Weight Meal Planning over on Instagram, or you can email me support@vanutritioncoaching.co.uk and let me know that you're having trouble accessing it. All right, so let's go into today's episode. It's not going to be a long one. But understanding macros, what are they? Who are they? Should you do them? Now, when it comes to macros, you may have heard the term thrown around, especially in fitness circles, but I'm going to break it down. Okay, I'm going to break it down. Macros are basically short for macronutrients, and these are nutrients that our body needs in big amounts. But what seems to happen is we can eat one of these nutrients more than any of the others. And that's where the problem happens. If you've ever thought that carbs are the enemy, carbs are the animal, they lied. If you're having issues with certain types of carbohydrates, it doesn't mean that the carbs are the enemy and you need to cut them all out of your diet, but it does mean that you need to have a plan that involves nutrition where you're building a better gut, you're building a better metabolism, including strength training, including resistance training, and a balance of complex healthy carbohydrates that your body can digest. Now, before we continue with what macros are and understanding, I just want to elaborate on that point a little bit more. What I mean by that is recently I had a gut test. And if you're somebody who has belly aches, you have gut issues, you need somebody to be all up in your poop. They literally do this for their job. They're paid for it. So don't feel grossed out by it. Don't feel embarrassed by it. They need to invest your poop to tell you what's going on with your gut. And last year, I spent £400 almost on a really comprehensive gut test. And I've done gut tests after having gut issues for almost 20 years. But this was the most comprehensive one. It also tested for things like SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth in the gut. This kind of showed borderline things around that. Now, I don't have SIBO. I'm not claiming that over my life. However, I have had gut issues. And this really comprehensive test told me this is what's going on. This is why. Etc. And this test, this is why I don't track macros, but this test showed me, oh my goodness, I have never done a comprehensive test like this to show me everything I need to know just from a sample of my poop. This is so good. It was worth the investment and I'd do it again. But what it actually told me is there are certain foods that my body doesn't digest well. My body. Now, does that mean, oh my gosh, carbs, you're the enemy, you're the devil? No, the devil is the devil himself. So I remember when I did keto. And I did keto a number of years ago, and that was one of the best things that I ever did for my health. Apart from the restriction, however, it wasn't sustainable. And hear me here, I ain't telling you to go and do keto. Keto is not for you to lose weight. Keto is for people who have neurological conditions. From 1920 when it was created until 2024, present day, go and check the science, go and check the research. People are using that method under the guise of epilepsy treatments and under the guise of neurological conditions. There is no way these people who have monetized these things to get money from you and to make your life miserable, they're just making some coin. Okay. But it wasn't until I had this test in 2023 that I realized the reason why keto worked for me is because I was cutting out the carbohydrates that my body couldn't digest. Unfortunately for me and my body, that means it's sweets, it's cakes, it's treats, it's chocolates, it's fatty foods, it's processed foods, all of the foods that macros encourages you to have. If you want your favorite foods, you can eat your favorite foods and still lose weight. I mean, all of the fitness nutrition coaches who speak about macros have kind of lost where macros came from. Macros came from the bodybuilding world, and the bodybuilding world was for people to lean down in competitions. And it's just really come across as a way of, huh, is that for me? If you're eating your favorite foods now, why do you then need to go and track macros? Some people might want food freedom from it. I got food freedom, but I still gained weight tracking macros. The reason why I gained weight and the reason why the issue was the same issue that happened when I was doing the gut test back when I did keto, it was the carbohydrates. And for my body, that caused the fat gain, according to the results on my poop test. Now, you can't see this information by going to MyFitnessPal and scanning, okay, I've had 240 grams of carbs today. I've had 75 grams of protein. Oops, I need to eat my protein. I've had 150 grams of fat. That's not telling you the condition of your gut. And I think that's what's missing in the fitness and the nutrition industry. I don't know where this episode has come from, but I'm on one today. So you better get your coffee and your tea for this one, my friends. But that's how we understand macros. Macros are large quantities of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. But what often gets missed in the fitness space is we just glamorize eating your favorite foods, but you could still be skinny fat, or you could still be skinny. You could still have a wreck of a gut. Doesn't matter if you've got abs. Abs don't equate to health. Okay. But when it comes to counting macros, it involves tracking grams of protein, carbs, fats that you eat to hit specific targets that are tailored to your health goals. Now, it's a strategy that can be brilliant for weight loss or for muscle gain because it actually focuses on what and how much you eat. That side of meal planning, that side of macros is amazing, fantastic, and it gives you that accountability. I used to say a lot on the podcast, it's going to be all up in your business. But if you're somebody who's constantly on the move, whether you're a businesswoman, you're a mom, you're a business owner, you work a 9-to-5 job, can it fit into your fast-paced life? Absolutely. And there are apps that help you make tracking easier. The truth is, it requires a bit of commitment and it requires a bit of learning. But the results speak volumes. Even in my own life, I did it and I tracked macros. But the best time and the best I ever felt was when I did a restrictive diet. And I'm like, huh. And it was only years later that I realized it actually wasn't the diet. It was the way I was eating and what I was eating. When I, my personal self, cut out all of those things, I did strength training, I did cardio. I felt more energy and I was focused. At that time, I wasn't focused on getting a balance of nutrients because keto was rubbish. It tells you to cut out carbohydrates, all carbohydrates. So I couldn't even have complex carbohydrates. And the fact that I was eating a high amount of fat and a medium amount of protein, that's why I lost quite a lot of fat and I also lost quite a lot of muscle mass. So when I tracked macros, then that's when I built up muscle mass. And now I'm meal planning. Listen, if you see my pop, pop, pop booty gains, girl, you'll be like, what you do? I won't dare. But when it comes to understanding macros, that's just giving you an overview of what macros are. Now we're going to go into my remit now, the power of meal planning. Now, meal planning is a hero. For those of you with a packed schedule and no time to think, what am I going to eat today? It's actually about deciding what you're going to eat and when for the week ahead, all at one time. Now, sometimes if you're overwhelmed at the opening up the fridge and they're like, what's for dinner? And other people asking you, you cringe at the thought of people asking you what's for dinner. Your children and a dog, they're all looking to you for what's for dinner. You don't know. You have no clue. But if you're meal planning, this is where you're avoiding that cringe factor, because who likes being cringy? I mean, cringe is cringe, right? But you're avoiding that because you already know what's for dinner. And once you've already done that, it's the beauty here is in the prep and in the planning, because you save time, but you also save money and you cut down on waste and you cut down on that cringe. For weight loss, I lost 15 pounds meal planning. I don't know how much I lost tracking macros, but I regained it back when the pandemic happened. Oh, forget about macros. But for weight loss, meal planning allows you to portion control. But when you're trying to lose weight with meal planning, and I've lost 15 pounds in meal planning in 8 weeks this year. And I'm like, oh, hi. And I can see my quad gains. I can see gains in my body. And I am being more aware through that gut health test and also a blood test on what markers that I need to know. Now, when you're focused on, I want to track my macros because I want to eat my favorite foods, nobody tells you about getting a blood test. Nobody tells you about getting a gut health test. They tell you about increasing your metabolism, but we don't focus on enough the condition of your, not all of us, but we don't focus as a whole, as an industry, enough on gut health. That's why you've got holistic health coaches. That's why you've got a metabolism, people who specialize in that. But if we as a fitness industry together collectively actually started to come away from, yeah, you can eat your favorite foods. So what? You're eating your favorite foods now. If you're overweight, if you're returning to convenience, and if you're just picking up a Wendy's on your way or an In-Out burger, you're already eating your convenience foods. You're already eating your favorite foods. The difference is you're gaining fat because you're eating too many calories and your body can't do anything with the excess calories. So also, if you can't go to the bathroom every three or four days, that's a gut issue. It's not a factor of you're eating your favorite foods. But when it's just glamorized that we can eat our favorite foods and it's come away from what the actual macros was created to do, macros is fantastic. Macros is amazing. You can get the accountability to eat healthier. Then in turn, it will increase your metabolism because you now are focusing on a balance of nutrients. It depends and it's for different people, but don't forget to focus on the condition of your health. Now, this is taking a little bit longer than I planned to because we went on that rant. I'm sorry. But for weight loss, meal planning allows you to portion control. It allows that you're eating wholesome, nutritious meals. Sometimes it can seem a little bit boring, but it depends what your goals are and it depends what you want. It also reduces the temptation to choose convenience food. It might be there, but because you've got something more nutritious, that trumps it. And you focus more on gut health and nutrition, your body starts to crave that more. It's as much about when you'll eat as what you'll eat, which is crucial for staying on track with the way that you eat or losing weight or just eating healthy as a goal. Now, for those of you who are in business and you're running your own business, those of you who are listening in that space, it's a time management dream come true because we're busy. We're busy out here. But this is something that helps you manage your time better because you're able to work in your meal prep around your business and the things that you do on a day-to-day basis, not the other way around. So for the penultimate, if any of you do want me to help you with macro, go to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/macros and I will put all of the coaching materials over there and then you can just get started by yourself. It's the showdown that you've been waiting for, macros or meal planning? Well, the answer isn't clear cut. It depends on your personality, it depends on your goals and your lifestyle. Macros, it offers flexibility in the food choices. If you want that Friday night pizza, and you can make it fit into your macro allowances, which is what macros teach. I don't teach my clients that if it fits your macros, you can have it. Because for me, that's still restrictive. It's if you do this, then you can get that. Not really. I can eat this if I want to. If I happen to go over my macros for one day, I go over my macros for one day. It's not going to cause me to be fat in 24 hours. This industry... Let me stop. But The point here is we need to be owning our choices, not by the name of a diet, not by the name of a method, even meal planning, but we just need to be confident enough that what we've chosen is right for us and working on our mindsets. Because if we get stuck in that, if this, then that's conditional. Conditional thinking, conditional eating, and then it also leads to binging, it also leads to restriction, and that's not what we want here. It's supposed to be flexible. And there are some coaches who say, if it's becoming obsessive, you're doing it wrong. No, if it's becoming obsessive, it's not right for you. Now, macros allow you to be flexible. If you want the Friday night pizza, eat it on Monday. Who needs to wait until Friday to have pizza? For me, that still fits in the cheat day mentality restriction. If you want pizza on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you want it 2 days out of the week, great, eat your pizza. That's how I coach macros. It fits into your lifestyle. You're not allowing anybody to longer dictate to you and tell you, no, you can only have this if, no. Sorry, just no. I will put a caveat on that. I will say it doesn't mean that you can eat everything and anything and then expect to change. Just because you eat 1200 calories of one pizza, it doesn't mean that it's healthy for your body. It then goes back to the gut health issues. So just because it quote unquote fits into your macro numbers, is it quality or quantity that you're focusing on? And I think that's something that also does not get focused on a lot in the fitness industry. Now, meal planning is for those of you who thrive, and I mean absolutely desire structure, and you want to eliminate that daily decision fatigue about what's for dinner. This is where you need to meal plan and meal prep. Now, as for which is better, well, that's a personal choice for you. Me, I'm biased. I'm leaning towards meal planning due to my life, due to my results from my gut health, due to my schedule, due to the season that I'm in now. I don't want to track my macros. I don't. It did actually. It got to a point where it started to be not the tracking macros itself, but I started to weigh myself. I tell you, I weigh myself once every 2 weeks now. It becomes ingrained in you. It becomes habitual, but you can be obsessive. I know people who become obsessed about tracking macros. Oh gosh, I can't eat that. It will ruin my diet. How? It's not going to ruin your diet. You've just eaten one thing. For example, if you go to somebody's house and you're like, wait, what's the macros in this? That's where it's become obsessive and tracking macros isn't for you. And this can happen when you haven't worked on your mindset. When you haven't worked on your mindset and you've still got the mindset of diet mentality in you, you can respond this way to macros. Macros was designed for bodybuilders. I'm not going to lie to you. And if you're not a bodybuilder, it doesn't mean that you can't use it. You know, there are coaches here who have made this accessible for people who are not bodybuilders and who do not have a desire to create a lean physique. But most people who aren't in that category want to be able to track macros to eat their favorite foods, but you're already eating them. So why do you need macros? If you're already eating your favorite foods and that's the only reason why you like macros, why? Yet you're busy, yet you don't have time to meal plan, yet you don't have time to eat healthy. You're not going to have time to weigh your food, every single piece of food that you eat. You're not going to have time to do that. And that is what macros is. You're weighing your food. You're accurately weighing your food, accurately weighing ingredients that go into your food and to your meals. And you actually become more aware of the fat, protein, carbohydrate, the sodium content. So there are some benefits to it. But if you haven't got time to do healthier meal plan, you don't have time to weigh your food. Wait, when a restaurant food comes out, what oil did you use? Did you use olive? Did you use vegetable? Did you use rapeseed? How much did you use? Because one tablespoon is 124 calories, right? Whoa, that's blown up my fat portion for the day. That just escalates and it just goes wild. Yeah, you can get to how you can track your food and track your macros, but you're not going to know that unless you've made it. You're never going to know the quantities. You're never going to know the brands. You're never going to know the amounts. You're never going to know the types. You're never going to know if they've mixed two types of oils. Who in the restaurant has got time to tell you, okay, ma'am, I'll use a quarter cup of rapeseed oil. Then I added vegetable oil to it. And that was a full cup of vegetable oil because we like our things crispy here. They're not going to tell you that. And I think sometimes, but if you want success, you need to ask yourself these questions. What do you really have time for? It's a personal choice for you. For me, I'm all about meal planning, as I was all about macros because that's what I was doing. However, personally, and you know, I'm a bit biased, I'm leaning towards meal planning because it fits into my life. And when I'm meal planning, I'm planning a meal, cooking it fresh on that day. Oh, incredible. But I can see the value in understanding and monitoring macros because there is value in it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so successful and people wouldn't get results, myself included. At the end of the day, it boils down to this. It's all about finding what works for you and fits with your goals. There is no one size fits all in nutrition. And I've witnessed incredible transformations from both. Sarah, a startup owner who lost 20 pounds through diligent meal planning, and Tamara. She gained lean muscle mass by tracking macros meticulously. It does work for you because that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to build muscle mass. When you're building muscle mass, I highly recommend macros, but you can do it without tracking macros. Wouldn't it be boring if people just done macros, just tracking macros, and you couldn't do anything else? No, I'd sign up immediately. No, that's not for me. But today, that's it. That's the end of today's macros versus meal planning. I hope you have decided which one is right for you. It's your choice. Ultimately, it's your choice. My challenge for you this week is to pick one method and apply it. Focus and figure out how it changes your approach to eating and your energy levels. And then you can reach out to share your journey with us because I'm here to support you. Don't forget to check the show notes for the resources and the link to help you with macros or meal planning. And that, my friends, is today's episode. Macros versus meal planning, which is right for you? We focused on understanding macros, what they are, the power of meal planning, macros versus meal planning, which is better, some success stories, and your turn to take some action. Everything that I've mentioned in this podcast today will be in the show notes. And next episode, we will be talking about meal planning. I cannot wait to see you in there. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.